Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
And ecclesiastites all across the globe, it is I, your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live this morning from the Bunker Eye Studio, which is located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, which still has the motto of live free or die. It is not big government or bust. Here it is Monday. It is Monday, July number 23 in the year of our Lord, 2018. As we bring or start off the week today, with some interesting stuff that we're going to get into. We're going to get into Macron from France. He's trying to learn his lessons, but let me just say, he is a long way from being the student teaching the master. But you've got the left out there who thinks that Macron is actually turning things on Trump by using Trump's own tricks and tactics, and it hasn't even begun yet, folks. This is when people think that they understand Trump. That's when Trump really begins to have fun. Just as an example, before we get into this, let me just say that everything. Now, I happen to know this because I have taken negotiating classes. I have read other various negotiating material. You know, being a salesman and marketing and advertising, you got to know all this kind of stuff, right? Let me tell you, I've read Art of the Deal. Everything Trump knows, see, the left thinks everything Trump knows is in that book. First of all, can I just say that is one of the greatest marketing, PR, negotiating books on the market, because it actually makes those people believe that everything Trump knows is in the book. And that's probably not even half of what the man knows. I'm just saying. So yeah, it's a great idea for people to read that book. It really is. It's a great idea for world leaders to read the book. But understand, if you think that you're going to get to know 100% of all of Donald Trump's tricks and negotiating tactics by reading that book, man, you are dumber than a stump. And that's the left. That is the left. But we'll get into that. I'm just you know, I know some people are saying, "What are you talking about? Everything he knows is in that book." No, everything he knows and has learned since that book came out as well is not in the book, obviously. Nobody does that. I mean, it's kind of, well, you know, I got this over the weekend. I got this invitation. Now, I don't know how I get on some of these mailing. I swear to God, my TV, the cable company must be turning my name over to people, because I get some of the weirdest offers. I don't go onto these people's websites. Ask to be put on anybody's mailing list for this kind of stuff. I don't buy stuff that's related to any of this kind of get rich quick kind of crap. So how the hell do the Yanceys of Flip This House Vegas know that I watch their show and would probably be interested or might be interested in attending one of their conferences here? I got their invitation over the weekend. Of course, you know, you get to bring a guest. And it's going to be an evening thing, and they're going to have dinner. So what is that? All this is free, right? Yeah, you're not going to learn jack. It's going to be like a two-hour nonstop pitch for you to buy into their weekend seminar at some point for like $5,000 or something. Or maybe they have a home study course. I don't know what they have. I just don't know how I've never, ever even gone to the Flip Vegas website, if they have one. I'm sure they do have one. Never gone to it. I have no idea how I got on their mailing list. But it kind of ticks me off, though. Yeah, I don't even watch it every Sunday. It's on Sundays. I don't even watch it every Sunday. So I don't even know how I get on this mailing list to be badgered by these people to come to their... Look, the last time I ever went to one of these free things, it was probably 7 or 8 years ago, and it had nothing to do with real estate. But any case, but this is what Trump's book is like. Is you go to these so-called free seminars, and they teach you how to do stuff, and they only teach you enough to get you to wet your whistle to buy into their big package, whatever it is, or their big weekend seminar that's coming up, or they teach you just enough. So you become a little bit dangerous because you think you know it all, and you go out there and you try to utilize, and you might actually make a little bit of money off of something, but then you quickly realize you don't know enough. So it's nothing but, the art of the deal was nothing but a teaser. Just saying. Look, and if you, I know some people are saying that, well, no, it's the whole thing. I'm telling you it's just a teaser because I've been in this arena as a professional for a few decades now, and I've read more than just Art of the Deal, and I've been to classes and seminars and everything else you can think of more than just the Art of the Deal. There's a hell of a lot more to it than what's in that book, let me just tell you. But what's in that book is enough to make you initially dangerous. But what you're going to quickly realize is if you try to use a lot of that information in that book, I'm just going to tell you the truth right now. If you're going to quickly realize if you try to use it, how much you don't know. I'm just saying. But again, we'll get into that. What we got here, though, is we got this climate stuff. Today's a very dull gray rainy day, although it is not cool. It is going to be upper 70s, low 80s today, just as it was yesterday. It's going to be extremely muggy. They said potential thunderstorms yesterday. I didn't hear any rumbling yesterday, so I don't know if we're going to supposed to have thunderstorms today. But it's pretty much supposed to rain all day. I mean, again, we could use the rain. Not going to complain. I mean, it's Monday after all. I was kind of ticked off that it wiped out half the weekend. For Sunday, it rained all day. For a good portion of the day. But today, it can rain all at once. It's just Monday. It's another work day. Well, if you've got today off, I'm sorry. I know it's summer. Some people, it's the beginning of this may be their vacation week and the beginning of their vacation. Sorry. Everybody's vacation can't be 5 or 10 days of tropical sunshine and bliss. Gonna have some rainy days. And if you know what you're doing, and if you truly are on vacation, you know what, you can have some fun on rainy days. If you're visiting New England on your vacation, you can have fun on rainy. There's a lot to do on a rainy day. Now, it would suck if it rained all week on you. Yeah, I agree. But it's not a cool day. It's not like it's in the 60s or low 70s. It's going to be up there. It's going to be warm and it's going to be muggy. Yeah, but there's a lot you can do. That'll keep you out of the rain, but still let you be in vacation mode. And I'm sure that's in many places across the country, no matter where you go. You'll have a lot to do on a rainy day or two. So all is not lost. But Gallup has a poll here. Yes, Gallup has a poll. The new poll from Gallup says Americans do not even mention global warming as a problem. Yes, 36 problems cited, but climate change ain't one. Look, the left is losing out on a lot of... Well, it's not just that they're losing out. It's simply because their BS is being proven to be false and fake. People are actually paying attention to what's happening in the weather. When it comes to climate change, and they're scratching their heads thinking, wait, this is, I remember it being just as hot or hotter at some point in the past, especially when, you know, we all have those stories as a kid. When I was a kid, you know, we had snow that was 10 feet high and the snow banks were 20 feet high and we had to walk to school in 30 below temperatures. We all got those kind of stupid stories. We call them grandpa stories. Right? You know, grandpa said, yeah, we had to walk to school in 20-foot snow drifts uphill both ways. Going to school and going back home. So we make fun of those kind of things, but we know those stories. We call them grandpa stories. So everybody's got a grandpa story about them, about their own childhood. And to a certain degree, you're right. Now, it's not as apocalyptic as we like to tell the story. But to a certain degree, yeah, when you were a child in the 70s or 80s, there were more fireflies around. There were more bees around. There were more, there weren't necessarily more sunny days. But you do remember the snowstorms being bigger back in the day. And that's due to partly because of your smaller stature and you not understanding the world. But to a certain degree, you know, if you look at the historical data, we can see that things, there are certain things that have changed, but there are certain things that have not changed. There are certain things that have changed for the better and certain things that have changed for the worse. Okay, fewer bees is probably a bad thing. But when it comes to the weather itself, there is no cataclysmic change that points to man being the cause. This is where the anecdotal evidence of people come into play. Well, I remember, you know, being this way. Well, you know what? It's still that way. What was it, three years ago now, 3 or 4 years ago, we had record-setting, breaking all kinds of records here in the Northeast for snowfall. Last year, didn't we break records out there in the Midwest and the Rockies for snowfall? I thought things were heating up and getting warmer all over the place. But people are living this stuff and they're saying, no, it's really not. It was probably, some people are saying, well, it was probably worse back in my day. But the reality is that they're noticing that there is not this cataclysmic change that's happening from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year in their lives as far as the weather is concerned. Because these people, Americans like most people in the West, they pay attention to the weathermen. You know, the weathermen are kind of like these folk heroes. And they're the kind of these people that we can live with them or live without them because, you know, half the time they're wrong and we know it. But we like to see them try to give it their best shot. I mean, how many of you people have a weather app on your smartphone? I know some people are saying, well, I don't pay attention to the weather, man. Really? How many people have a weather app on their smartphone? I would venture to guess that 99% of us have a weather app of some kind on our smartphone, and we look at it at least once a day. Well, how do you think that weather app just doesn't happen out of thin air? There are some so-called weather people who are programming it and putting the information in. So we all tend to like to look at the stories about the weather. I mean, this is why weathermen are just so corny and kooky half the time, because they got to try to keep your attention, because they know that half the time they're going to be wrong in the weather, and they know that you know this. So they got to get your attention and keep your attention somehow. So they come up with all these stories and gimmicks. But the reality is that people have caught on, they understand, they take it with a grain of salt, and they don't worry about it because nothing that the left has says that was going to be calamitous as far as the weather is concerned that was supposed to have happened by now. And they keep, it's like those revelation preachers. Praise be, I know when the Lord's coming down. Yeah, he's going to come down on October 31st, year 2001. Oh, we misread that. The calendar's a little off, so it's going to be October 31st of 2005. You remember those? We keep getting those people. Well, this is the same thing with the weather calamity revelationist. You know, Al Gore in his Inconvenient Lie. We're all supposed to have been dead by now, according to Al Gore, by the way. Not to mention all the people in the climate change, you know, the global cooling and global warmest of the 70s and 80s. Oh, we all should be dead or living, you know, there should have been some sort of a new ice age or some sort of historic heat calamity that caused food shortages all over the planet, right? We should be on a worldwide northern hemisphere massive drought by now, if you're listening to the 80s global warming theorist. And go back and look at some of that stuff. Half the world's population should now be dead. I'm not kidding. So we've been living through this, and we've seen that it has all been a bunch of bunk. So is it any surprise that when they actually go out there and do it, has anybody noticed that the left hasn't been really talking about or pushing climate change? When Trump basically killed the Paris Accord, at least for us, the United States, what? You know, sure, we heard a little bit of, you know, screaming and at first, he's going to doom the world. And all of a sudden it went away. Now, trust me, folks, they still have these climate change meetings, you know, with the UN and other entities all over the planet. And the U.S. is refusing to be participating in this stuff because we know it's fake. We know it's phony. It's nothing more than a power and money grab. They're trying to take our power and our money. And Trump won't let him. And that is simply because the science is highly questionable at best. It's fake and phony. It's been proven through their own leaked emails from various institutes of higher learning around the Western world about how phony this stuff is. And I don't know, how many people have forgotten about the East Anglia emails that got leaked? Oh, that blew the lid. And then of course, you know, most of us have forgotten about the emails that were leaked from Harvard, the emails that were leaked from Penn State. It's the same stuff. So then we get this Inconvenient Truth movie, and none of what Al Gore says comes true. In fact, most of it was proven to be false and fake. And that some of it was even proven that Al Gore actually lied, because we've got him on tape saying just the opposite. So Americans, at least, are not buying this whole global climate change thing. It's not even, because nothing is just being destroyed. It's not on their radar anymore. So when they take this poll, this is why you haven't seen it in the news. This is why you haven't seen a bunch of, you know, a socialist or Democrats talking about climate change all the time. Because nobody, none of the voters, care about it. Because we don't believe it anymore. They lost believe it or not, they've lost the climate change argument. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to stop, they're going to stop trying to take your money for it. But they've lost the argument. This is why you don't hear about it. So what is the actual thing, according to Gallup, that people are more concerned with? Well, economic problems? Yes. Non-economic problems like illegal immigration? Yes. Dissatisfaction with government? Yes. Here's the rub, though. Another poll. Dissatisfied with Republicans? Yes, but not as much as people are dissatisfied with Democrats. Ooh, well, that's interesting. I got some other stuff here too about all of this Democrat versus Republican thing. You won't believe the nonsense that the left is trying to perpetrate trying to perpetrate another fraud. But again, people are not buying it. We'll get into it. Race relations and racism actually is not a big issue in this country. Why? Because most people in this country do not believe that they're racist. They're tired of being called a racist, homophobic bigot. because they know they're not. And most Americans are not. Now, again, I keep bringing up the whole point of how we've integrated so tremendously. That the number of children of mixed race or mixed ethnic origin has gotten to be so big that it is now registering with our census department as a greater than whole percentage number. So more than 1% of our population is now of mixed race or ethnic heritage. You don't get that by being a racist separatist country. Sorry. You just don't. And by the way, might I add, you know, but maybe I'm being a little biased, but I'm just going to say, you know, mixed racial background children, they're beautiful babies. They really are. They make for some handsome and beautiful children. They really do. I'm not saying that the so-called purebreds can't be cute, too. I mean, obviously they can be. But I'm just saying the mixed race ones are very, very beautiful. Because there's a different look about them. It's taking the best from both parents and putting it into one kid. Just saying. We're not a racist nation by any stretch of the imagination. We're not. And even on the Democrats, even though racism still lives in the Democrat Party, even Democrats have come a long way as far as the race card is concerned, although they still like to play it. But they know it too, that the real race, this is why they keep trying to hammer on Republicans being racist, because they know that the bulk of true racists in this country still reside within the Democrat Party. And many of them have been elected and still hold power. Just saying. But that is not a cause or concern, a big concern for people in this country, because people in this country do not believe that they're racist. So race relations outside of, you know, Black Lives Matter and the KKK, people do not concern themselves with race because there's too much integration, which is why there's a backlash about people coming here and not integrating. Illegal immigration and people who do not integrate or assimilate into our culture is a bigger worry for Americans than so-called race relations. And are we racist and bigoted or not? They're more worried about people coming here who do not want to assimilate. Why? Because we are not a racist nation. If we were racist, we would love the idea that everybody's staying separate. That's not the case. The case is that Americans get pissed off when people come here and do not want to assimilate and participate in what we call this American experiment. We want them to assimilate. We want to embrace them. We want to absorb their culture and understand who these people are, where they come from. We want to be a part of their lives. We want them a part of our lives. But they're coming here and trying to stay separate. Now, to me, that is obviously racist. If you want people to join your family, no matter where they come from, how is that racist? That's not. If you want to separate and segregate, well, that's racist. And illegals come here. I don't care where they're coming from. I know people are calling different people illegals. I mean, some of these Somali refugees are calling them illegal immigrants by legal means. We'll get into that. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're not done yet.
You're listening to The Rodicle Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow! I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending college.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending college.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartenders jokes like,
so I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending college.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
Last call
for integrity.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Here at Tide, we want to revolutionize the taste, texture, and look of your everyday laundry detergent snack. We've mixed three different definitely non-toxic chemicals together in one package of dumb American, well, food. The chemicals work together to give your taste buds a deep cleaning of pure refreshment and whatever else this piece of tastes like. You know, I would prefer some pizza rolls, but I guess everyone else in America's eating these. Just listen to this lady we're about to cut to.
Are you trying to make an after-school snack for your kids every day, but you just suck at cooking, or you're broke so you can't buy food? Well, there's a cheap alternative.
Fun fact, Tide Pods prevent cancer.
And once you're done eating that garbage, you just close the lid and put it back in the shelf, even though you're going to take it down again in 0.27 seconds because they're so good.
Tide Pods. I'm loving it.
Cannot be construed as being racist when you keep on asking people to come into your family from outside your family. No matter who they are. And this is what Americans love. I know we get this thing about you're just racist against Latinos. No, we love Latinos. We do. In fact, you know, some of our, you know, own natural-born citizen brothers are Puerto Rican. They're Latino. We love them. And we're disheartened and saddened by what continues to go on down there in Puerto Rico. We really are. I mean, people are always why aren't things getting better in Puerto Rico? Because of leftist government down there. That's why. But we have no issue with legal immigrants coming from places like Mexico or Guatemala or Venezuela or Argentina or Brazil. We love them, actually. Well, if anything, we love their music and their food. Well, you know, it's going to say, you know, Latin women are not hard on the eyes. Just saying. They can be very they can be very easy on the eyes too. Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm sure the Latin guys are too. To women, I'm sure they're very easy on the eyes. Well, some of them are good looking. I can admit that. You don't get that with racist people. You just don't. Can I take a side note? I don't know. Can I argue with people on who's better looking, the male or the female? Do we have a Latino equivalent of say like Meredith Vieira? I can never pronounce her last name. That's a beautiful woman. And she's not, you know, in her 20s. She's gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. Is there a male equivalent to her? I'm just saying, I don't know. Who do women think are, Latin today? Who's a gorgeous Latino? Because she's a gorgeous Latina. I know I'm trying to be politically correct when it comes to saying Latino, Latina. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out. Any case, you don't have a nation of racist people, obviously. When we want them to come here to assimilate, we want people to understand and be proud of their own culture and ethnic background. Everybody is. We got it. But we also want to take the most interesting and the best parts of different cultures from around the world and include it in our own culture and make it our own. Look, you don't find Americanized Chinese food anywhere but here. But it's good stuff. We love it. Right? Now, you're not going to find that kind of Chinese food in China or Japan. You're just not. It's Americanized. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's the same thing with, let's face it. I don't think that I could be wrong, but I don't think that there are many Taco Bells down in Mexico. I don't think that there are. Look, I know firsthand, now I've never been to Mexico, but I have been to Greece, and I know firsthand the things that we call here that we call gyros or heroes or gyros or souvlaki is not the same that you get in Greece. I've been to Greece, I've lived in Athens, I know firsthand. So I'm just saying, we get stuff here and we can Americanize it a little bit to make it a little bit more accepting or useful here. Because, unfortunately, we like to do things faster. And a lot of the true ethnic foods, it takes a little bit longer. So it can't be construed as being fast food here. So we've got to speed it up in order to meet our... See, we've taken some of the best foods around the globe and We've blended them to our culture to fit our culture because we created this new culture. So we want other people to come here to embrace that, but let me put it to you this way in Star Trek terms. If there were a single nation on this planet, if you could start naming the different races of, in Star Trek of countries on this planet, this is what the United States would be. In a good sense, not the negative sense, not the negative part, but the good part, the Borg. You will be assimilated. Not in a negative sense. So in other words, we don't care who you are. Americans don't care who you are or where you come from. What we do care about is how you get here and what you do once you get here. That's it. There's nothing else. So those are the bigger issues, not climate change, according to Gallup. And we know Gallup is a left-leaning poll organization. And look, if they can't even gin up support in their fake phony polls to bring up climate, make climate change a big problem, 36 problems are cited and climate change isn't one of them. Now keep in mind, Gallup didn't give people a laundry list of items. They asked people what they thought were the big problems facing the country today. Fill in the blank. And 36 problems were cited by this fill-in-the-blank type. Now, I guarantee this is probably going to be the last kind of poll that they do like this, because it doesn't fit their narrative. So it's not as if people had a multiple choice to choose from. This was fill-in-the-blank. And 36 problems were cited, but none of them were climate change. Isn't that interesting? So you wonder why this whole climate gate or climate change thing has disappeared from the public square? It's because Americans don't care, because we don't buy it, we don't believe it. Oh, sure, you know, we'll listen to you, give you the time of day like we do the weatherman every day, but we don't believe him. We don't. In fact, let me just give them a little hint. If you climate change people want us to start paying attention again, then you got to start doing stuff like weathermen do to get our attention. Because, you know, we don't really pay attention to weather unless there's a storm. We don't really pay all that much attention to weathercasts or weathermen. We don't. I mean, this is why they got to go off and do all these strange little stupid antics that have nothing to do with the weather. To get people to pay. We see them being made fun of in movies and TV shows all the time. Well, that's kind of reality. It's a little bit over the top on the TV shows and in the movies, but that is reality. They do this kind of stuff. I mean, they show photographs of people doing all kinds of things. You know, people send in photographs. Oh, yeah, look at them enjoying a cool day at the pond today because the weather was so, the temperatures were so hot, blah, blah. It's the only way people consciously pay attention. Nobody consciously pays attention to the weatherman if he just comes on and tells you the weather. Because we don't believe him. So they need, on the left, this is what they need to do. They need to utilize these antics that weathermen use in order to get people to consciously pay attention. Because otherwise they've lost the argument. Nobody's paying attention and nobody cares because nobody believes them. Just a little bit of heads up for you people who still believe in man-made global climate weather change. Speaking of polls, the president's numbers, President Donald J. Trump, his numbers are up again. According to the latest Wall Street Journal NBC poll, NBC News brings us a new poll. His approval rate is hitting a high of over 45%. Now, if Wall Street Journal NBC is saying it's 45%, you better know that they're off by at least 4 or 5 points. Well, there are other polls out there that put the president at over 50%. So if NBC has him at 45 to 46%, that means that all that they are doing and saying to bring down his poll numbers, all the lies that they're telling, all the scandals that they're trying to create, all the conspiracies that they're trying to spin, none of it is sticking. Because again, people are not paying attention to what the lamestream media is saying. They're paying attention to what is actually happening in real life. You can call it anecdotal evidence all you want to. There's just, it's not real, Rudd. It's not. People believe it's real because they're experiencing it for themselves. Well, this low unemployment number, man, that's just fake. Really? Well, there are a lot of people who don't believe you because they've gotten jobs. Well, they're not high-paying jobs. Really? There are a lot of people who don't believe you because they've gotten high-paying jobs, not at McDonald's or Burger King or Rite Aid Pharmacy. Okay? You know, people are starting to feel the economic power in their back pocket. In other words, in their wallet. You know, the rich are only getting richer. Really? They don't care. Why? Because they're getting wealthier too. Well, people aren't getting, you know, they're not getting raises. Really? They are. They're seeing more money in their paycheck that they get to take home and put in their bank account every week. That's not a raise? Well, it's not. It's just crumbs. Well, people will take, you know, $25 a week is $100 a month. You know what that is? At today's prices, it's about a free tank of gas. Every week. What are you going to do if you don't have to pay for gas for your car? I mean, honestly. And this is what people are thinking. Oh, you know, I don't got to pay for gas anymore in my car. On average. That's a big deal for middle class and lower, especially people on the lower rungs of the economic scale. That's a huge deal. $100 to $200 extra a month is a huge deal. Now, that's like getting a $1,200 a year raise. That's not crumbs. That's minimum. Plus, you know, you're talking about people who are getting bonuses that have never gotten bonuses before, or their bonuses have gone up. Well, I know you got a lot of people over there on the left that want to take your bonus from you via taxing it all the way up to 99%. I mean, this is ridiculous. But this is the truth. And sure, there are certain sectors that don't seem to be doing as well. Well, like government employment, because what are we down? Like some 30 to 35,000 fewer government employees since Trump took office? Nobody finds that to be. Understandably, you might think, well, that might be a problem. Well, in any other economy, that would be a problem. But considering that the unemployment rate keeps falling or is holding steady at under 4%, and we're still down 30 to 35,000 government employees, it means that it's pretty safe that we can keep paring back government at local, state, and federal levels without disrupting the economy. So this is, again, why this whole notion that Bernie Sanders said, you know, we're going to guarantee everybody a federal job. They can get a government job. And people are scratching their head. Why the hell are you bringing that up now? We just cut up to 35,000 federal government employees without touching the military. And yet, unemployment is still at 4% or below. Here in New Hampshire is like 2.6% unemployment rate. In other words, it is really, really at basically full employment. Statistically speaking, in New Hampshire, state of New Hampshire. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I know there are people that are worried about so-called wage-inspired inflation. It hasn't happened yet. Because it is a natural phenomenon. Do you know how you can raise people's salaries without raising your prices? It takes time. Now, folks, let me just explain. This is economics 101. It's not that hard to figure out. If you have an employee and you give them a raise, well, what do most people on the left think you have to do? Either you have to eat it and take it out of your own profit, which they want you to do, or you have to raise prices. Those are their only two scenarios. No, that's not the only two scenarios. You can raise somebody's salary, pay them more, without affecting your profit margin and without raising prices. How? Well, because you sell more of what you have. You sell more goods and services. Now, how are you able to sell more goods and services? Because more people out there have jobs to buy your goods and services. Therefore, you can pay your employees more without raising your prices. It is a natural phenomena, economic phenomena. It takes time for it to work. Yes, It doesn't happen overnight, which a lot of, you know, leftists are just so impatient. Well, Trump last night, the Trump lowered tax rates. Him and the Republicans passed a tax bill that's going to take effect January 1st. Oh, January 2nd, we don't see any economic activity uptick. But you got to give it time. You got to give it time. Now, what are we, about a year and a half into this thing now? And we're starting to see huge benefits. And people are starting to experience those huge benefits in their back pocket. Are they not? You might be among them out there listening. You might be saying, you know, hey, Rob, I'm raising my hand. I see a bigger paycheck every week. And now my paycheck is getting even bigger, possibly, because I just got a raise. Lower taxes, less taxes taken out, and a raise. Man, this is all beautiful. And who do you think most people, including some Democrats, registered are thanking for this? Donald Trump and the Republicans. And yet the Democrats want to run around and say, well, we're going to campaign against this by raising your two. Because if you give us power, we're going to try to raise your taxes. Because the tax cut that you got was just crumbs anyway. You won't miss it. But they're not paying attention to the polls that are saying they want the polls. They've been trying to drive Trump's poll numbers down. But the American people are saying, we're not listening to you. You're just lamestream media. You're just like the weatherman. We do not consciously believe you or pay attention to you. Period. Even when something major happens, we turn to you because it's the only place we can go. But half the time, we don't believe you. You know, if there's any wonder if we don't believe people, has anybody heard hide nor hair of the David Hogg national bus tour? Remember he announced it just before he graduated? He and other kids were going to get on a bus and tour some of the states and make, you know, a number of stops between June or July and August. Haven't heard. The last time I heard, he was trying to wear a big hat in Texas, and everybody was laughing their butts off in Texas at the skinny little kid. Because nobody believes him. Nobody pays attention to him. And by the way, he now says that he's for the Second Amendment. Has anybody seen those tweets from him? I think it was a couple of weeks ago. He even had a T-shirt. It was a rainbow T-shirt, I think, in the back. The background of the meme was a rainbow or something, and it says, "I believe in the Second Amendment." Who's believing him? You cannot believe in the Second Amendment if you want to take guns or are severely restricted gun or restrict guns from the hands of regular everyday citizens. That's not believing in the Second Amendment. No, nobody's believing him. But folks, I mean, this is because he knows he's lost the argument. Having a bunch of overly emotional 16, 17, and 18-year-olds going to rallies right after a major emotional event does not solidify anything in the American consciousness. It does not solidify policy at all. And I think these kids are finally learning this hard lesson that Americans as a whole, you know, most of us are still adults. I know we got a bunch of leftists out there, and I know we got a bunch of millennials out there, but when it comes to really enacting policy that even affect us personally, including millennials, they look at themselves, you know, I don't, you know, it's okay for them, but I may not like that. And they start thinking about, well, what's this gonna mean for me? Now, of course, you know, when it comes to guns, you got a lot of millennials that think, well, I mean, I'll be safer if all legal abiding people don't have guns and only the cops have guns. Well, they want to disarm the cops too, the ultra leftists. But be that as it may, nobody's buying what David Hogg is selling. But his book came out, did it not, with his sister? I'm sorry, I didn't hear a damn thing about it. Did not hit the blip notices on Amazon. I don't know how well it did. Now that I'm thinking about it, I probably should go check to see how well that book did during the break. Nothing. Where's the book tour? And everybody, you know, Hillary went out and did a book tour. Where's the David Hogg book tour? Haven't heard nor hide nor hair of it. Again, because he's look, folks, he's like the weatherman. We don't consciously pay attention to him anymore. We just don't. We don't consciously pay attention to the lamestream media or the pollsters when they tell us that Donald Trump's approval rating is only, it's only 40%. I mean, you see all the, did anybody see the rallies for pro-Trump in Britain? No, you probably didn't, because all our lamestream media wanted to show you was, you know, the couple dozen anti-Trump protesters with that stupid balloon floating up in the air. Yeah, by the way, much of the world, not just Donald Trump supporters, but much of the world was laughing their asses off at England and their the mayor of London stand for putting the other building and flying that baby Trump balloon. It was hilarious. There were some people that were highly offended by it, but most people were just laughing there. They weren't laughing at Donald Trump. They were laughing at the stupid protesters and Mayor Khan. They weren't laughing with him. They were laughing at him. My God, you guys are so pitiful. And the lamestream media tried to play it up by showing, well, look at all the people in England that were pro. They didn't show you, which alternative media is showing. They didn't show you how much bigger the crowds were that were pro-Trump than those that were anti-Trump. Trump is not Obama, and the world doesn't like Trump. Well, it seems like the only people that don't like Trump are the people who want to be a communist and a world swamp leaders, political leaders. They're the only ones that don't like Trump. It seems like everybody else likes Trump. People who want to get rid of the swamp, even in their own country, they seem to like Trump. Any case, that is the we're nobody's paying attention to the weatherman. Nobody's paying attention to nobody's consciously paying attention to people like David Hogg, and they're not consciously. Look, there's some changes coming on the horizon for the Democrats, by the way. Oh yeah, I got that here in the paper pile too. So we'll try to get to that as well. And to answer a super fan's question, well, we're going to have to ask him about that, about how the Rev Rod feels about Whoopi Goldberg. He's got.
Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
It was just another quiet Saturday at the Johnson home.
Honey, have you seen the hammer?
It's in the garage.
Oh, no, not the garage.
Later that same day.
Dad, I can't find...